This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. We're going to talk about Celebration of Literacy. One of the organizers, Mary Marshall, back in. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going so far?
Really good. We've been to a lot of the libraries, and they did some really fun things. We went to several during the weekend, and Maxine and I went to Yonkala, and they did Ethiopia. And they had food from a restaurant in Springfield, Ethiopian food. It was really fun.
Wow. So, obviously, there's so many things going on. All of you that are involved can't get to every event, but it seems like you try to get to a lot of them.
We try to get to all of that we can. Yeah, it is fun. And this weekend, they had the Wildlife Safari book drive for the kids that could go through the Wildlife Safari free if they brought a book. And last year, that was very successful. I haven't talked to them yet, so...
Now, tomorrow, you have Valentine's for Vets. Talk about that.
Yes, we have Valentine's for Vets at the Boys and Girls Club, and it's for the kids that come in after school, and they'll come in, and we bring all the supplies for them to make Valentine's for Vets, and then we take them over to the VA and distribute them to the gentlemen and ladies over there, and they love them.
And what else is going on in the next several days?
The movie night is going to be next week on the 18th, and that's going to be Rio 2, and the kids can come in, and it's a free movie. They just bring in a listing of 10 books they've read since the beginning of the school year, and then they get a discount on popcorn and pop. And the parents are also welcome to come with the students and to watch the movie.
After that, you've got the big Saturday reading fair on the 22nd. What happens at that one?
Oh, that one, we have a lot of really fun events. There'll be the balloon man's going to be there with his balloons, and the cheetah's going to be there from the Wildlife Safari at 11. And then the Clown College by Eastwood School is going to be there at 1. And if after the kids visit 3 booths, then they can go into the bounce house and bounce for 5 minutes, I think it is, for them. And then we're going to have all kinds of different events that are coming up. The Indian Youth Education is going to do something on salmon, and they're also going to be someone there to make things out of reeds. They're going to make carpet-like things for the kids at Eastwood School when they go over there to do their Indian things that they're going to be doing. And we have a book walk where the kids walk around and they get books. The kids can come out of there. If they go to all the events that have books, they can come out with bags of books to take home.
Now, I asked Maxine this a week or so ago, have you ever tried the bounce house?
No. I'm too old for the bounce house, but it looks like fun. The kids love it. And we are going to try it. We're going to do a little tiny bounce house for toddlers this year because the little toddlers really don't have any place to go, and the parents have to kind of chase them around. And so there'll be a little bounce house for the moms to go and sit and watch the little tiny ones be in the bounce house.
What else is coming up for Celebration of Literacy?
There's going to be a play at the high school that's coming up. It's for 3 days, I think. We have almost 3,000 students signed up for that. And the high school seniors design the play, put on the play, and do the costumes and everything. So it's really fun for the little kids who have never been to a theater. So it's a new experience for them.
So getting 3,000 kids, I mean, that obviously means you're getting a lot of support from the schools.
We do have a lot of support from the schools, and the high school's really excited to have the kids do this.
And, I mean, for them, it's a really good experience to, as theater students and other related classes, to get a chance to put something like that together.
Oh, I know. They love it. They really do. And then our last event is going to be out at Brockway School in Winston, and it's going to start at 9. They register at 9, which is later than normal, but they're going to register at 9, and that's for the Battle of the Books.
And what happens at the Battle of the Books?
At the Battle of the Books, there's going to be, there's probably 40 or so different schools come in from the county, and the high school students from Coos Bay and North Bend come in. They don't have an area to go to, and they have to read a certain number of books, and they have to figure out, and they have questions to answer for the author, the name of the book, and then some of them are what's happening in the book. They have to know that. So, and then whoever they challenge all through the day, whoever comes out at the top is can go to the state finals in Salem in April.
Wow. So it's very intense, the times I've gotten to watch it. And you can tell these kids have really, really read these books and assimilated a lot of information from them.
They have, and they just really are into it. They start, some of them start during the summer. They get a list of the books. The parents and the teachers get a list before school's out. And a lot of them start right and read through the summer, so that they're ready to go, and they do it all year long, and each school usually has a battle of their own to pick the students that are going to be able to be in the Battle of the Books.
Wow, so a lot of fun events now till about the 7th of March, Celebration of Literacy. Talk about what the groups are that put all this together.
It's the Umpqua Literacy Council, and the one that started it was the Roseburg Altruista Club. And we have our Astra groups from the high school that are participating, and the National Honor Society students come and help us set up and work there. So it's a group of different people from all over the community that have events that come and bring things. And
I'm really fascinated by the fact this has been going on for how many years now?
19.
Yeah, and you've been around since day one.
Yes.
And so have some of the other organizers, which means you guys are really committed to what you're doing with this.
Yes, we are. The Japanese group, the Sister City program, they've been doing it, I think, all those times. The Filipino group has been doing it. We have all kinds of different groups that come in and do their different kinds of events for us at the reading fair.
So why do you think it's so important?
Well, you know, if kids can't read, they can't use computers. They can't follow directions if they have to read the directions, because they can't read and they can't. There's so many things they cannot do. If they cannot read, they are going to always be behind and not able to find jobs and not be able to follow directions that are printed or fill out applications for jobs even.
And it seems like one of the ideas, too, is for kids that you know, have begun to read and are in school, for some kids, reading is kind of boring. Maybe they don't like science or math or social studies. So you're trying to bring in these authors, you know, get kids exposed to books that they would like to read, and then get them, you know, sort of basically do a shift to where they like to read, and then that makes it easier for the other things where they really have to read.
That's right. And so reading is really important, and I think we're having a trouble in the schools with this reading. We're not at a very high level for the county and the area.
So the Celebration of Literacy, working on that, helping the kids to get enthused about reading. Anything else people ought to know?
Don't we have delivered about 6,000 books to all of the food pantries this last week? So they have books, and so we're ready to go.
All right, Mary Marshall from Celebration of Literacy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.